I'm Frank Vaughn, and this is Canadian Underground Communication. For anybody watching this who's paying attention, you know something has gone horribly wrong with the world over the last couple of years. And it's not about to change. I think one of the things I struggle with when it comes to making content is, what's the message? What's the hope? What can you do that's productive? And the bad news is, on a larger level, there's probably nothing you can do. I don't believe a government is going to ride into the rescue, at least not on a national level. I don't think someone's coming to the rescue of the United States or Europe or the European nations or even Canada. And I'm not advising anybody to not participate, because I'm going to continue to participate. I'm going to keep going to the voting booth, and I'm going to try and vote in a way that's maybe got a chance of either at least tapping the brakes or doing some smart things, turning back the clock a little bit. But in terms of my belief that that's the way forward and the best way to improve my life and improve my lot in the world, it's just gone. And it's died a slow death, but it's gone. And this is not a black pill moment, though it has a lot in common with it. But the productive thing that we can do right now is come together in communities, smaller communities, communities of scale, and build the alternative at a smaller level. People are waiting for politicians to save them. They're not going to save you, because they are committed to allowing the weakest minds in our society dictate the course of society, because they're the easiest ones to target. They've been psychologically beaten and manipulated for years under this C-19 regime, and they want more of it. I read this morning that Ontario's this week looking like they're going to bring back masking. And there's a lot of flaws with that, and we can go over it all day. But at the end of the day, science and logic don't matter. The psychological damage is too great. The dependence on the state for solutions is too great. And I just think that the best thing that you can do for yourself is get out of the cities. You still have time. Escape the cities. Get as far away from them as you can. The vast majority of people will stay. You will be going in the opposite direction of everybody else. And that's what you want to do. Think about it like a stock analogy or a crypto analogy or any sort of traded commodity analogy. When everybody's running for the door and trying to find a buyer to sell the diminishing value of their bag, you want to be there buying that. And when everybody's buying, you want to be selling. It's important right now that you are moving not with the herd, but against the herd. I just don't think the macro gets better. I think your time is far better spent. Look at what happened in the United States with this election. I don't know how anybody can not look at what's going on and at the very least be deeply embarrassed as an American about the state, it's not a democracy, about the state the republic has fallen to. There's no quality in their elections anymore. There's no genuine integrity. It's an embarrassment that it's Sunday. How many days after an election? And they still don't have all the results because they can't count ballots. Every other Western nation can get it done in the same day. But the United States is so special that they can't. Now, whether that's because they got to manufacture enough votes to get the desired outcome that they want, whether or not it's just incompetence, I don't really care. I personally, as an observer, cannot trust anything about what I'm seeing. And you don't even need election fraud. I think it's part of it. I really do. But let's just set it aside for a moment and pretend the whole thing's a fair affair. And realize that there's millions upon millions of people in the United States who are still willing to vote for the very things that are destroying them. They're psychologically broken. They're divorced from reality. And you can't bring them back. On an individual level, you might find somebody that you can connect with and that you can help, but you're not bringing it back. The damage has an inertia and a momentum of its own. And if you try and stand in front of it, you're just going to diminish your own psychological health. And I'm not telling you to not try. What I'm telling you is, don't put your faith in change. Because I don't know if change is coming. Not in the big picture. Not at the macro level. Effective change, effective leadership, is now to be found at a smaller scale. I find that I'm a little bit more resilient in general to the shock of these things, because it was easy to see it coming and to do visualization exercises as things unfolded to see exactly where we're going on the trajectory that we're on right now. So I've already seen it in my mind's eye, I've responded. I've changed my life. I've left the past behind. I came to Saskatchewan. I got out of Ontario. Thank God I got out of Ontario. And I made those difficult changes because I could see where things were going. And I stopped taking responsibility for those people who will not change their trajectory and their path in life, and they are trapped there of their own choice. They're not my problem anymore. The only thing that I can manage is me and my immediate family. And if people want to wait it out, if people want to anchor themselves to different excuses and reasons why they can't change, that's not my problem. All I can do is encourage them. And as their psychological profiles decline, because let's face it, we all know who they are. We all have acquaintances. They drink too much. They lean on substances too much because the world is a stressful place. They've been repressed. They've been browbeaten. They've been psychologically manipulated. They've had an entire society come down on them over a respiratory infection, over a medical treatment that is now being shown to cause irreparable harm to your immune system. The Lancet study that just came out, the evidence is there for anybody that wants to look. But those who don't want to look, those who want to live in their masks, those who want to work from home forever, those who want to just be protected by the nanny state, you're not going to save them because they don't want to stand on their own two feet. They want to be propped up by everybody else. And so what do you do about that? Nothing. Nothing. You draw down. You think at a smaller scale. The big picture's gone, folks, I think. And I'm still going to interact with it, but the cavalry ain't coming. No one's coming to your rescue. We tried that. Didn't work. It's not happening. I see people protesting to stick their children back in mass. I see people... I see a societal disparity. So you've got all this protesting, and you have all this media coverage about what people want. They want the mandates to come back and, protect the children and everything else, but yet there's only 7% uptake of the medical product among the under fives because parents instinctively know that the thing that they've done to themselves is not something appropriate to do to their kids, at least good parents do. And yet it's the same people who are asking for these mandates to come back. And it's an incredible juxtaposition. It's paradoxical. But people are so weak and so broken that they can't bring all of their views and all of their efforts into alignment with a core set of values and principles. They don't have those things anymore. They've been stripped away. And so now they're just sort of floundering around. trying to find the thing that's going to leave them in peace. But that very thing that they're looking for that will leave them in peace is actually going to destroy them. There's so much about the last week that I could drill down into in particular. And maybe I will. You know, maybe in the future I'll start doing a highly technical newscast again and, you know, connect all the dots and do it in a really time-efficient way because, you know, there seems to be an opportunity, and there always has been, for really time-efficient video, which this is not, that doesn't waste people's time and just presents the information, you know, and does it in a quick-fire way that's really efficient with your time. And I think there's an opportunity there. But at this point, what good does it do? It's not going to influence the outcome. The only thing that can influence the outcome is your actions. And honestly, disconnecting or disassociating or distancing yourself from the current mentally ill zeitgeist that is storming society in every single way. You have to draw in. You got to connect with like minds. I see something beautiful happening here in Saskatchewan, or Saskatchewan, as I'm supposed to say it. People are relocating here from all across this country. They recognize it as a mecca, a wintry mecca, but as a mecca for rationality and people who want to protect their freedom and people who want to protect their children and people who want to escape the madness. And all I can say is, please keep coming. Buy up the real estate. Get it off the market. Fill it with good-minded people. This is the place to make the stand. It's better than anywhere else, including Alberta. No offense to Alberta, but you have a war in Alberta. Between the NDP and the UCP and the Alberta Party, which could very well end up putting the NDP back in office. I don't know if that's the place to make the last stand anymore. But if you want to go there and do that, it's the front line, that's for sure. But I'm not sure you can stop this tidal wave of madness at the macro level. It will stop itself. That's the big hope. It will stop itself. Weakness will eventually erode everything. And at this point, I believe that's something that we have to let happen. We don't have to stop struggling against it, but I think we need to prepare for the defensive, for the resistance. We need to find a place, and we need to try and keep that place precious. And I firmly believe that Saskatchewan is that place. So if you're looking around Ontario, you think it's disgusting, the mask mandates, wait until they bring back, in spite of all the evidence, the mounting evidence of the monumental harm that the medical treatment has done to people's immune systems, not just their immune systems, but also their physical organs. It is piling up everywhere. And yet, I could see a world where they bring back the Vax Pass anyway. Look, it's time to get out. It's time to get out. Get your kids out, sell your property while you still can, and get out. That's what I did. You don't have to listen to me. I'm not a financial advisor. God knows I've been wrong about things in the past. But I put my money where my mouth is. And I'm here now. And I'm among dozens and dozens and dozens of families just from Ontario and Quebec that I have met since I got here or heard of, because I haven't met them all directly, who have relocated here for the same reasons I did. The exodus is happening. Come out of her, my people, and come to a place where we actually have a chance to build a normal life for our children. And let the madmen have their madness. I'm Frank Vaughn, and I will see you in the next one.